It is Thai Tuesday, Thai Law on this show at 8:20 on a big win for the New England Patriots this past weekend and a huge game in Buffalo this Sunday night. All of that with Thai Law coming up, and the Boston Red Sox begin their October baseball quest this evening, and that first pitch is at 6:08, and you can talk about that all morning long on this show. Can we, before we begin leads, can we open up the window world, the Boston weather window, for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis? All right, Curtis, what do we see out there today?
All right. I had no AC for like 5 days.
Really?
They're redoing the HVAC units and the new roof. And
I thought your dad shut the credit card off or something like that.
It was unfortunate. I was this close to Bonvoy points. 57 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high 74 in Boston. You can't get me down today, Greg, I'll tell you that. In the Bronx tonight for first pitch, looking like partly cloudy, perfect, 65 degrees.
And I heard maybe in the 80s over the weekend. Like, is that accurate?
Yeah. What do we call summer now? Because I don't think we can call it what we used to. At least I won't. Is it like just extended summer?
Summer forward. Is whatever it is.
Well, let's keep it going.
Let's go, Saudis. Let's keep using that fossil fuel. I love warm days in October. So going to be about 80 this weekend.
Okay. You can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month, and they are energy efficient windows, and you can get that and get that only from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. They said it coming up at 7:20, and that includes what Aaron Boone said in a bit of an attempt to troll Alex Cora with regards to what the rest of the American League has known about the Boston Red Sox all season long. So we will – any kind of repercussions career-wise for Aaron Boone if the Sox win this, Curtis?
Greg, I am done saying the Yankees are going to fire their manager, because I would have fired Boone like 16 times by now. He seems like a nice guy, and you know, nothing personal. It's just they have spent – I think $2 billion since their last World Series, and they're sitting here, and they're in the wild card. They got beat up in the division by the Jays. I don't know. They seem like a team that is underachieved under Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
If they lose this, maybe losing to the Sox is what is the catalyst to getting a new manager, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think if they lose, he's done.
You do?
Yeah, I think so. Because Curtis is right. They spent a bunch of money. They what? In the World Series last year. The expectations were extremely high for them this year. I think that in the way that they that they got in, I think that a lot is basically put on him, and people are kind of like, all right, Boone, you've been here long enough.
It's certainly not as bad as the Mets, though. I mean, the Mets spent $400 million, went out and got your guy,
right,
and are not a playoff team.
Right.
And so, I mean, you wanted the Red Sox to
get Juan Soto.
You wanted him to write a $1.5 billion check for Juan Soto.
I think we all did.
And so...
it's revisionist history now when you look back.
Well, I'm not doing revisionist history.
You wanted Juan Soto, too.
You had 75 leads about how the Red Sox had to get Juan Soto.
And you were like, yeah, they should get Juan Soto. Why don't they spend any money on a guy like that?
Well, I think if Juan Soto was an option, nobody would turn that down, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, well, now it's revisionist history because the Mets stunk to go back and go, well, you know what?
I'm just suggesting that maybe the way this Red Sox team approaches things when it comes to being strategic with where you spend your money, how you spend it, and when you spend it, and when you spend it is the right way to go. You know what I'm saying, Chime? Like maybe this. Right.
I get you, Greg. Nerds unite.
Do you go to meetings in the seaport where you can think of ways to keep the man down? You're worried about John Henry's money. Why would you give a damn about John Henry's money?
Partner.
Glad he used the money he could have spent on Soto to get a striker for Liverpool.
Yeah, you shouldn't care about any owner's
money.
How
are the Penguins' new wingers looking this year?
I don't sit here and go, oh, the Patriots need to save money the way they're built. No, if you got the money, spend it on elite talent.
Wiggy, let me ask you a question. If the Red Sox had Soto, do you think they win the series?
I think so.
Yep.
I'd be
Would he help the Red Sox? Would he have a little pop to a lineup that lacks it?
He would definitely add a little pop to your lineup.
Yeah, I mean, you know? You remind me when you bring up the Pittsburgh Penguins that we will introduce some new Bruins programming this season on this show, and the introduction will happen on Thursday. So I will say no more about that, but got some cool stuff for you here at the radio station and on the Greg Hill Show, and an announcement about that coming on Thursday.
I'm going to get ahead of it. Dale's here Thursdays.
Is that what it is? Okay. All right, let's... We should get Dale for Beat the Geek.
Ooh.
Although...
That's Geek on Geek Crime.
I think I may have a surprise for Beat the Geek on Friday.
Dale here.
I'm working on it. That's
surprise.
All.
Surprise.
It's a surprise, yeah. Oh, no, I can't... Well, it could happen Friday, maybe, because we're down in... It would have to be in Newport, but I'll work on it.
What if Jay Leno picks against Shine?
Yeah, we could do that. That's a good one. All right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
If he said it one time, he said it 100 times, and I'm talking about Chris Curtis. There is nothing better than October playoff baseball in Boston, Massachusetts. And that's what you get on the last day of September, and our leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away event. It is going on right now. Learn more when you go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg, good morning. So your Boston Red Sox today start their playoff series with the New York Yankees tonight. 6:08 first pitch right here on the Charleston Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. And Garrett Crochet is a +110 underdog, which I love. And I'm here to tell you, Greg, if the Sox get the win tonight, the series might just be over. Hmm. Because Brian Baio, in his career, has been really, really good against the New York Yankees. So in his career, he is 5-4 with an ERA of 2.35 and 53 strikeouts in 11 appearances against the New York Yankees. But when you simplify that down to just at Yankee Stadium, Brian Baio is 3-1 with a no decision, averages about 6 1/3 innings pitched, okay, and has a 1.45 ERA in Yankee Stadium.
All right.
I think that Brian Baio is primed for an exceptional... Len Laird is out there foaming at the mouth because he is so excited for baby Pedro to light it up in game two and punch the Sox ticket into the next round of the playoffs.
Okay. I mean, really, I think most of us, and it might be stupid, but we don't have a lot of concern about tonight, about Garrett Crochet, about closing that out tonight, and then it all becomes what can you do tomorrow night.
Yep.
So, excellent information, Shime. Thank you, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. And honor Red Sox Yankees. Today, my top five Red Sox Yankees playoff games.
In history.
Number five.
We're going to start with others receiving votes, because if I don't have this, people will be mad. The 2021 one-game playoff, great job. Two-run home run by Bogarts, good win. Number five, Game 3, 1999, Fenway Park, Pedro v. Clemens, Red Sox win. Where is Roger? One of the great chants of all time. The Red Sox lost the series, but it was a phenomenal Saturday afternoon at Fenway Park.
Number four.
The only loss I have on this list, Game 3, 2003 ALCS, where you had Don Zimmer charge after Pedro Martinez. You had Manny wildly overreact to a ball that was sort of near his head by Clemens. A game that saw the real sort of the old school 70s Red Sox-Yankees rivalry come to a head.
Coming in at number third.
Thank you, Courtney. Game 6, 04. Game 6-04, Curt Schilling, bloody sock. The McCarver line as Schilling stumbled into the dugout, into the waiting arms of Terry Francona. What Curt Schilling did tonight will long live in New England baseball lore.
Mm.
Number two.
Chills, Curtis.
This may be somewhat debatable, but I have my number one is my personal choice. Game 7-04 is number two, because that was, you know, this unbelievable moment, the Damon home run, and just watching the Yankee fans just get absolutely throwing up their pretzels throughout the game because the Red Sox finally were going to win that one. But there wasn't a lot of drama in the end. But that's number two playoff game.
Number one.
The greatest single sporting event that I have ever been to. One of the more underrated games in the history of Boston sports. Game 5-04 ALCS. 5 hours and 59 minutes. 14 innings. The call of Joe Buck as David Ortiz, the guy that was the, you know, the modern day Ruth, flares a ball into center field. Damon rounds third, and Joe Buck says, "And you can keep on running to New York." The Pike heading out of Boston that night just had the score, so all the losers that had to drive back to New York because we let you buy tickets because we're not 4 years old saw that. That was just one of the more unbelievable. The amount of things that happened in Game 504 was like the Super Bowl 51 in that there was a ball hit by Tony Clark into the right field corner where if the ball stays in Fenway, then it's a run because I think Cabrera was at first and he scored. It went into the stand, so it was a ground rule double. They had to put the guy back at third. Jason Varitek famously having to catch Tim Wakefield, something he never did. Just an unbelievable game, and those are my best Red Sox playoff moments.
Well done, Curtis, from the savant seat over there. Is it still the greatest rivalry in sports? I mean, for decades it was. Is it still? Is there anything that's better at this point?
Ohio State-Michigan may be better. Those games have been unbelievable of late. But, I mean, historically, I would say Red Sox.
It went away for a little bit. Like, 2 years ago, Wiggy was like, there's no rivalry between Boston and New York.
Yeah, when they weren't
like,
good.
But it's back. But I think it's fully back.
But it was true, though. The rivalry was – it's kind of like the Celtics-Lakers. You know, when the teams aren't good and both of them are not competing for something, even though it's the rivalry has been around forever, it doesn't make it the best even when they stink.
Yeah, well, you end up with, it, depending on how long it goes, a generation who it was irrelevant to. So
right. That's why I said it's like Celtics-Lakers.
Yeah, that's the problem. All right, game one tonight. And you can talk about that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And you can hear that game for free on the Odyssey app and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. 6:08 first pitch tonight. And we are back with more of today's leads next.